What do you get when you have one voiceover girl?
Oh, and me. That makes two voiceover girls.
Okay, when you have two voiceover girls, separated by one pond and two perspectives.
I know. You get the Voiceover Girls Across the Pond podcast.
That's right. Let's listen as Rami and Jessica share their journey into the voiceover industry.
Hi, and welcome to Voiceover Girls Across the Pond podcast. I'm Rami Santosh.
Hello, I'm Jessica Matheson.
So, Jessica, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, today we're going to talk about what we're doing right now. We're podcasting. So we're going to talk about podcasting.
Brilliant. So we're going to share our experiences and we're also going to just share our experiences.
Yes.
So we'll be thinking,
sharing,
what do I say?
Sharing.
Yeah. So
we like to share.
Absolutely. So do you think it's worth doing a podcast?
You know, I think it really depends on the person, right? For me, when I thought about podcasting, there were a couple of things that went through my mind. One of those things was that I could get my voice out there because podcasting is something that you do with your voice and that maybe the right people would hear me and want to hire me. So it could lead to something like that. And I also thought about podcasting maybe being a way to have another revenue stream, maybe monetize it. And then eventually I want to be able to coach people who are new in the industry. And I thought that if I had a podcast that had something to do with learning voiceover stuff, that I could become an expert or not become an expert, but just be somebody who would be considered a valuable resource, I guess, maybe. You know, I don't have to be an expert, so to speak, like in the super, like, let me pop my shirt and be cool way. I just be a resource to people. So those were kind of my goals. And so for me, yeah, podcasting, I think, is worth it. Have I accomplished all of those things? Not yet, but my expectation is that it's going to take some time. So yeah, if somebody is getting into it, they probably need to think of it more like a hobby or a passion project that hopefully will make them money and do what they want it to do someday, rather than this is how I'm going to make some money and this is how I'm going to get notoriety. And, you know, it's not necessarily like that. What about you? What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think for me, it was, well, podcasting, watch some webinars through voiceover platforms on podcasting. And it was like, this is the in thing. Podcasts are growing exponentially. And, you know, you get in there and to achieve whatever, it might be money or fame or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I was quite inspired. I thought, yes, I'm always up for a challenge. I'd like to learn to do something new. And like you said, it's a natural sort of thing for a voiceover artist to be using their voice and a natural way to market yourself, really. It sounded like a great opportunity. And when we talked about the idea, we thought, yeah, let's just jump in and have a go and have some fun. And it certainly has been. I probably didn't realize how much work we would have to put in because we actually wanted to structure it as an educational course, sharing information on different topics, which we did last year. So that took a lot of planning, a lot of time, and then also the editing, et cetera, to get things right. So it's a lot of hard work. And like you said, in order to get the returns on it, it probably does take a lot more time. And you have to market the podcast as well, which is something that certainly are doing now, but hadn't anticipated so much. So I think for me, it's been a huge learning curve, certainly doing the first series. It's been a great experience. I think it's just a lovely experience, but you need to have the right expectations. So you're not thinking, oh, you're going to become a millionaire overnight. Maybe some people do, but the reality is don't necessarily. It takes a while. And unless you're kind of hitting all the right points, and then maybe you will be highly successful. But I think it's been a great experience and we're back to do another series, obviously. So we want to do more of it, but we've learned a lot. And I think that's the cool thing. Just getting knowledge from hands-on experience is something. And it's a completely different thing to just watching somebody talking about it on a webinar and say, yeah, these are great things. Do it, have a go, but be aware of all the hard work that you have to put in and don't necessarily expect too much in return initially.
So what about cost? That's another thing to consider, right? So if you want to have your podcast out where people can access it, in the multiple places where they get their podcasts, you have to have it on a podcast hosting server. And to do that, they charge a fee. It's not awful, but it is a fee that you have to pay on a monthly basis or a yearly basis, and you have to consider that. And if you want to, say, transcribe your podcasts so that folks can read it, if they can't access it, you know, through their ears, then that's another expense. If you're not going to do your own editing, that's an expense. If you want somebody to design cover art for your podcast, that's an expense. If you want them to design music, that's an expense. And that's one that people don't necessarily anticipate, especially the, like we didn't, remember? We were going to go get a clip of music that we were going to either find something that was royalty free, or we were going to get something that was inexpensive that we liked. But when we got to looking at what was royalty free and inexpensive, it specifically said that it could not be used for broadcast purposes like podcasts and things like that. And so we ended up having to hire somebody to compose music for us. And we weren't anticipating that expense. Or I think there were probably some of those clips that we listened to where we could have purchased the music for broadcast use, but we found that it was more expensive than the composer that we reached out to who ended up doing the music for us. Mm. And so we were able to get, you know, bespoke music for a fraction, but it was still, you know, it was still not anything we had anticipated.
Exactly. It was another task to do. And also, as you said, the cover art, you know, another task to do. So there's lots of things that you do need to do that you don't necessarily anticipate. There are lots of guidelines. So lots of these platforms like Buzzsprout, Captivate, et cetera, do have these regular newsletters and they'll give you tips and things. So there is information out there in terms of, well, there's, I know somebody does like 5-day challenges on Facebook, putting together a podcast. So there is information out there. So if you're interested, it's certainly worth getting educated about it. So you've got some idea what to do. I think just jumped in and thought that was fine. And it was fine. We muddled through and it was great fun. So you can either prepare really well and know exactly what you're in for, or you can just jump in. But then just be aware that you do have more costs, as you said, and more tasks in order to get your final podcast out there.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the planning aspect, I mean, too, because think about if you want to have, if it's just you, or maybe you and a co-host or something like that, you're just chatting, that's one thing. But trying to schedule interviews with people, especially if you have multiple people, oh my gosh, wasn't that crazy for us last year? So we ended up interviewing how many people? Eight? Is that what it ended up being?
Nine
people. Yeah. And we wanted to get these different people's opinions. And originally we thought, oh, we'll just get them all in one place. And we quickly figured out that we could not get them all in one place at the same time to have a discussion, kind of round table style. And we had to do individual interviews. And then it became an editing, I won't say nightmare, but maybe I will say nightmare.
Challenge.
It became a very big challenge for editing because we had so much audio to go through. And then we had the different topics that we were covering because we didn't want to have to ask these people to interview multiple times. Mm-hmm. So we covered like, what, 4 or 5 episodes worth of topics. And so we had to cut in this audio and make it sound okay. It was a challenge. So those are things you have to consider too, is what style of podcast you're going to do and how that's going to affect the time that it's going to take you. And if not your time, how much money it's going to cost you to have somebody else put that together, because the more intense the editing and mastering process, the more costly it's going to be because the more time it takes.
And for me, I think it was the marketing thing as well. You think you've published your podcast and that's it, it will market itself. No, it doesn't actually. It might be a marketing tool for you, but it still needs to be marketed.
I know. So, it's like, why doesn't it just go viral? Why can't we be one of those people that have one of those viral things?
Yeah. So yeah, that's it. That was interesting too.
Mm-hmm. Coming back to the idea of what kind of podcast are you going to do and what's your format going to be? Something that I'm sure a lot of voiceovers consider when they're thinking about doing podcasts, they think about, should I do something about voiceover? Well, what am I going to do? There's a lot of voiceover podcasts out there. What am I going to talk about that's different? you know, something to keep in mind is that you don't have to do a voiceover podcast because you're a voiceover. You want to do a podcast about something that interests you. And if that's not voiceover related, that's okay. You may, if you're using your podcast to market your voice, you doing something that you're interested in may lead you to clients who end up listening to your podcast because of that topic. That's not voiceover. So that's an okay and viable route as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think always go for something that you're really going to enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. That's the key thing. Then you'll have that passion for it. And then all the tasks become enjoyable that you have to do, you know, in order to get your podcast out there. So just really think of something that you have a passion for, you're going to enjoy, and that you will sustain, because it's hard work, like I said. So that's always the key thing. Just enjoy what you do. So that's everything from me.
Same here. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. Know why you want a podcast. Know what you want to do the podcasting about. Think about the things you've got to do. You know, it's just like voiceover. It's a marathon. It's not a sprint. And be ready for that. So, and coming up in the next episode, while Rami was moving house, I spent some time interviewing some podcasters to talk about their experiences with podcasting. And I spoke to some people who have podcasts that are voiceover centric. And I talked to some people whose podcasts are about topics that are not voiceover. And actually, one of those podcasters is a budding voiceover. And she does one with her husband. And then the other podcast that is non-VO related is some professional wrestlers that I work with when I do live announcing, and they have a lifestyle podcast. So, you know, there's going to be that. Yeah. The other ones are voiceovers. Sounds doing voiceover stuff.
Sounds exciting. So I look forward to that in the next episode. So until then, it's goodbye for me.
All right. And if you like our podcast, make sure you like, subscribe, and share it with your friends. If you want to join our Facebook group, it's facebook.com/groups/voiceovergirls across the pond. Until next time, bye.
Thanks for joining us for the Voiceover Girls Across the Pond podcast. This is where we would normally shout out to our sponsors.
Rami, we don't have any sponsors yet.
I know, but if we did, this would be the shout out. Hint, hint. Don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast.
And tell all your friends, your family, your neighbors, and everyone else.